This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. Earlier this month, the two leaders in CAR-T cancer immunotherapies, Kite Pharma and Novartis, pulled out even further ahead when Juno Therapeutics ended development of its leading CAR-T candidate, JCAR-15. Juno hit the brakes some 4 months after two more people died in a phase 2 clinical trial. That raises to 5 the number of patient deaths tied to JCAR-15. Brad Loncar watches the cancer immunotherapy scene closely as CEO of Loncar Investments. He likens the CAR-T scramble to a car race.
A race car looks like it's kind of battling with the leaders up front, but it's really an entire lap down. That's kind of the position that Juno's in right now. They have to switch to a new car called JCAR-17, and that's going to be a significant delay.
JCAR-17 is now Juno's farthest along CAR-T candidate, with a pivotal trial set to start later this year. While Juno predicts approval for JCAR-17 as soon as next year, Loncar thinks that's a bit optimistic.
They're at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years behind Kite and Novartis, which will be commercializing CAR-T hopefully this year.
Kite has begun a rolling application with the FDA for its lead CAR-T candidate. Axitabtagene silelusel last month reported positive 6-month data in patients with two forms of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. In one form, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, 36% of 77 patients showed complete response. And in December, Novartis said its CAR-T candidate, CTL-19, achieved complete remission in 82% of 50 children and young adults with a form of leukemia 3 months after treatment. 60% were relapse-free after 6 months. Novartis plans to seek FDA approval this year.
I think FDA is going to have a lot of comfort that if they saw good responses at both the 3- and 6-month mark, then, you know, this is probably something that's going to be lasting for a large subset of those patients.
Loncar says challenges loom for Novartis and Kite, from manufacturing to competition. Pfizer and German Merck are seeking approvals for avelumab in Merkel cell carcinoma and bladder cancer. Also, AstraZeneca, Roche, and Bristol-Myers Squibb are among companies trying to crack the lucrative nut of first-line lung cancer. Again, Brad Loncar.
If any company has some success in that first-line lung cancer setting, that can immediately vault one of these second-tier companies into a leadership position in the immunotherapy space. So all of the companies are jockeying for it, and we'll see if any winners emerge.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.